Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
And that's what's happening in the world. The world is getting like numb.
Frustration and anger after a 14-year-old is killed and five others are hurt in a shooting. The WRAL Breaking News Tracker is in Goldsboro as investigators search for a motive.
And tomorrow is a WRAL Weather Alert Day. New this morning, our level one risk for severe storms covers the entire viewing area. I'll show you the timeline.
And an overnight ruling in the court battle over access to the abortion pill mifepristone. The changes it will mean for women even as the pill remains available. That ruling coming in while you were sleeping. We'll get you caught up on all the stories you need to know to start your day. Thanks for starting your Thursday with us. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Thanks for making us part of your Thursday here. And the next 24 to 48 hours weather-wise going to be pretty active. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center. I know that weather alert has expanded for our area, but we're going to narrow it down to right where we are now.
We are. It's a nice morning out there. It's going to be a nice evening, too. It's Bark in the Park for this evening here at the Durham Bulls Park. Clear skies right now, feeling lovely. 51 degrees is our current temperature. Our winds coming out of the southwest really warmed us up over the last couple of days. It's 50 in Fayetteville as you're heading out. 51 in Goldsboro, 53 in South Hill. Our cool spot is 46 up in Roxboro. Our hour-by-hour forecast. We're going to see lots of sunshine this morning. We climbed to 75 at lunchtime and mid-80s this afternoon, which is close to where we were yesterday. Late in the afternoon, we'll begin to see the clouds thickening up, and after dinner time, we could see a few isolated showers start to pop up. This is a look at our current level one severe threat, which is new this morning. It was posted last night, but it's expanded this morning to cover all of our counties. Damaging wind would be the biggest threat from this for tomorrow, and our best chance of thunderstorms will be in the afternoon. We take a look at our hour-by-hour rain chances. We're likely to see some rain during the morning commute, so that could make for a messy start tomorrow morning. The precipitation backs off a little bit around lunchtime, and then we'll see a better chance for scattered thunderstorms later in the afternoon. I'll walk you through this with future casts coming up. Brian?
Here at 601, almost 602, we'll head out to South Durham for a live look at I-40 at Fayetteville Road. Certainly getting busier out there with eastbound traffic heading away from us right now. We're not picking up any big delays from 15501 out to 885. Sensors are all clear on that eastbound side. Westbound side also looking fine this morning. As we take a look at Wake County, a little bit of construction-related slowdowns on 40 westbound, or rather 40 eastbound, heading away from the Clayton Bypass down toward 42. But that westbound trip is looking fine as you head into Garner from Johnston County.
Developing now this morning, five people remain in the hospital after shooting that also killed a 14-year-old girl. The shooting started after 6:30 near North Leslie Street in Goldsboro. Police stayed on the scene late into the night. Michael Grace drove the WRAL Breaking News Tracker to UNC Health Wayne. That's where the shooting victims were taken last night. Michael, what else are you learning about this?
Well, Renee, right now the biggest question is if police know who the shooter or shooters are. Right now, from what we know, there's no one in custody at this time. Now, witnesses say they heard gunshots coming from what sounded like some sort of pool party. And we spoke to folks in the area, and there was a growing frustration about the pattern of gun violence and the youth. Here's what one community activist had to say about yesterday.
Every time, you know, something like this happens, it's my hope that it's a rallying cry and not just, and that's what's happening in the world. The world is getting like numb.
Now, back here at UNC Health Wayne, the hospital was actually locked down until around 11 last night, and that's because there was the gun-related crime. We're still working to find out what the conditions are the extent of injuries for the people here. We do know that they're in stable condition, but we're hoping to get some updates on the actual extent of the injuries. Live in Goldsboro, Michael Grace, WRAL News.
Breaking news in the legal battle over mifepristone, the main drug used in medication abortions. Just before midnight, a federal appeals court partially blocked a nationwide ban on the drug that was set to start tomorrow night. That ban had been ordered by a federal judge in Texas. Here's what that new ruling means. Mifepristone will remain available to women while the case moves through the courts. But the court also allowed new restrictions on the drug to take effect. That includes requiring women to visit a doctor in person to get mifepristone. Women are already required to do that in North Carolina, but this ruling will impose the same rule in dozens of states where the drug is more easily accessible.
We're working to learn what caused a serious crash that shut down Avant Ferry Road in Holly Springs for hours overnight. Video from the WREL Breaking News Tracker shows the scene near Holly Meadow Drive after 9 p.m. We spotted several motorcycles on the street, but Holly Springs police have not confirmed whether anyone was hurt. We made several calls to get more information. The road has since reopened.
Today marks 6 months since a mass shooting in Raleigh's Headingham neighborhood. It was the evening of October 13th when police say a 15-year-old boy killed a relative at his house and then went out into the street and along the Neuse River Trail Greenway, firing shots at people. Five people were killed, including a police officer. Two others were hurt. The 15-year-old was hurt in a shootout with police, and officers haven't said if he has since recovered or where he's being held. Investigators say he could be charged as an adult, but that hasn't happened yet. You can read our coverage of the shooting and the Headingham community's efforts to recover on WRL.com.
In about 2.5 hours, we'll get another key measure of inflation ahead of a big decision on interest rates. The producer price index is due out at 8:30 a.m. It measures prices that producers pay for goods, services, and construction. We asked NC State economist Mike Walden what he expects from today's report. He thinks it will show inflation is easing, but warns that if oil prices go up, that could mean higher prices at the pump for you this summer. The Federal Reserve also uses today's report to gauge whether to raise interest rates for a 10th consecutive time.
Happening right now in the WREL Live Center, we want to take you live out to Dublin, Ireland. President Biden is currently here. You are looking live at the official residence of the president right now of Ireland. They are planning to plant an oak tree and ring the peace bell, which was erected there back in 2008 to commemorate the 10th anniversary of the Good Friday Agreement. Biden departed Washington on Tuesday for his 4-day visit. He is scheduled to meet with the Irish president. He'll also address the Irish House of Parliament as well.
Michelle, thanks for that. Also breaking overnight, an investigation is underway regarding a security breach of President Biden's visit to Ireland. While you were sleeping, officials say a document outlining trip details was found in the street in Northern Ireland. It appears to show Biden's locations and meetings. According to the BBC, it does not contain any of Biden's personal information. This morning on Today, NBC's Peter Alexander is live in Dublin with more on what Biden is doing today. Today airs right after this newscast at 7 on WREL.
In Person County, a 15-year-old is dead after drowning in Hyco Lake. It happened just before 6 last night. The search lasted about 2 hours. Witnesses say the boy was with a group of teenagers. They say he wasn't a strong swimmer and may have been shocked by the strong current and cold water. Swimming is not allowed in the area. The sheriff says it's a popular hangout spot for teens. The boy's name has not been released.
Former President Donald Trump is back in New York City this morning for a deposition in a lawsuit against his nonprofit organization. This is a new video showing him arriving at Trump Tower last night. He will answer questions about accusations the Trump organization falsified financial statements in order to obtain loans. New York Attorney General Letitia James filed the lawsuit. It also names Trump's oldest children. The case is set to go to trial in October, and this is separate from the criminal charges against the former president.
Student athletes from around Wake County are gathering at Cary High School this morning for the Special Olympics. The spring games are getting started at 9 a.m. with a torch run by Cary police, followed by an opening ceremony. There's also an Olympic Village set up for students.
We have a warning from the CDC about outbreaks of a deadly virus, why doctors are being asked to be on alert despite no cases in the U.S. yet. Plus,
this is his mother. I'm so sorry. I'm getting details secondhand. I'm running to it now. Oh, my Lord.
911 calls giving new insight into the deadly mass shooting at a bank in Kentucky. What the shooter's mother told a dispatcher about her son's intentions.
Today's another nice one, very warm with temperatures in the mid-80s, but tomorrow is a WREL weather alert day. We can see thunderstorms and some heavy rain. I'll show you the timeline and the amounts coming up.
As you get into your car, tune to WREL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
It is 6:12 on another nice mild morning. 53 degrees here in Wilson with just a little bit of a light wind here. The whirligigs are pretty still this morning. Our Durham newsroom here sitting at 51, and in Fayetteville it is 50 degrees right now. Our skies are clear. It's going to be another beautiful day if you like the warm temperatures. So feeling comfortable this morning, comfortably cool with temperatures in the mid-50s. We will end up with increasing clouds late today, but enjoy a good bit of sunshine. If you're walking the dog this morning, again, things are feeling pretty good in the 50s. Looking at mid-70s at lunchtime, mid-80s for highs this afternoon, but the warmth sticks around through the evening. Even at 7 o'clock, our temperature will be around 78. But that's the time in which we'll likely see the clouds thickening up. We could see an evening shower, and then, of course, we'll talk about tomorrow's rain and storms. Coming up, Brian.
Elizabeth here at 6:12, almost 6:13. We're going to take a live look at Knightdale. This is Knightdale Boulevard, or a 64 business out at Smithfield Road. Everything's moving along well through there this morning. And 87 also looks good. The Knightdale bypass all clear as you head out of Wendell and into Raleigh. Taking a look around the rest of the triangle, still not seeing any crashes in Raleigh, Durham, or Chapel Hill. And just starting to see a little bit of a delay building on 40 westbound right around the Clayton bypass. We'll get an update on those backups coming up in just a few minutes, Renee.
Thanks, Ryan. People in Louisville, Kentucky are coming together to support each other after the mass shooting there. Hundreds attended a prayer vigil last night for the five people killed, their families, and the nine others who were hurt during the attack. A police officer and two other victims remain in critical condition. Kentucky's Office of Safe and Family Neighborhoods is making grief counselors available at churches around the city to get people additional support. Dramatic new 911 calls from the shooting include a frantic call from the gunman's mother.
Yes, my son might be hitting the head of a gun, and he's heading toward the Old National at on Main Street here in Louisville.
Main Street, Old National?
Yes, and this is his mother. I'm so sorry. I'm getting details secondhand. I'm running to it now. Oh, my Lord.
The gunman's mother said his roommate found a note and alerted her to what was happening. Police officers shot and killed 25-year-old Connor Sturgeon about 9 minutes after the attack began.
UNC police are warning parents about a phone scam that's happening right now. The department says it has gotten several reports from parents who are getting calls asking for money to bail out their child. The number makes it appear the call is coming from UNC police, but the department says it will never call to ask someone to give bail money.
New York police are working to figure out the culprit behind threatening letters sent to Manhattan's district attorney. Alvin Bragg says he received a second letter Wednesday that contained white powder inside. His office is prosecuting former President Donald Trump on 34 charges. Authorities determined the powder was not hazardous. The letter also included a picture of Bragg and Trump. Investigators say Bragg received a death threat in a letter last month.
And Renee, there are more legal battles for former President Donald Trump. This time, he's the one filing the lawsuit. Trump claims his former attorney, Michael Cohen, breached their attorney-client contract. The suit seeks more than $500 million in damages. Cohen's attorney says his client will not be deterred and is confident the lawsuit will fail.
Jury selection begins today in a high-profile defamation lawsuit against Fox News. And there's a last-minute twist. The judge overseeing the case now says he'll appoint an outside attorney to see whether the network lied to the court and withheld key evidence. This latest move from the judge gives Dominion the option to hold more depositions at Fox News's expense. Dominion Voting Systems is suing Fox for more than $1.5 billion, accusing the company of promoting the false claim that its voting software rigged the 2020 election. Opening statements in the lawsuit are set to take place on Monday.
This morning, the CDC warns U.S. doctors should be on the lookout for a potentially deadly virus similar to Ebola. Right now, there aren't any known cases of Marburg across the nation. The health advisory comes amid outbreaks in two African countries. The CDC, although the risk says is low in America, doctors should remain on alert.
People can get on airplanes. People can travel. It's very easy to get from one part of the world to another today.
CDC says Marburg isn't contagious until symptoms appear. Here's a look at some of those symptoms: fever, headache, muscle and joint pain, unexplained bleeding, fatigue, and loss of appetite.
Tonight, the state of North Carolina is marking Black Maternal Health Week with a special screening of the WRL documentary Critical Term: Why Are Black Mothers and Babies Dying? Black moms are twice as likely to die in childbirth than white moms in North Carolina. critical term examines the maternal and infant crisis and the steps being taken to address the situation. Tonight's in-person viewing starts at 6:30 over at the Creedmoor Community Center. A virtual screening will be held Monday night at 6. For more information or to register, go to WRL.com. And you can watch Critical Term anytime on WRL.com. Click on the documentary section.
Governor Roy Cooper is headed to Durham this morning. He will tour the Southern School of Energy and Sustainability and talk about a program that's designed to create a student technology support team at schools statewide. Today's visit is at 11 a.m.
You'll want to make the most of today's sunny weather. Tomorrow is a WRL Weather Alert Day. We're tracking storms and showers and the possibility of flooding, Elizabeth.
So let's talk about what we're expecting. Of course, we do have the potential for rain in the morning. Could affect our morning commute. Afternoon thunderstorms, that's where we could see the severest storms. We have a level one risk for severe weather across the entire viewing area for tomorrow. Damaging wind and small hail will be the biggest threats. We also have the potential for some flooding. It's a level one risk for flooding as well. The best chance for rain all weekend will be on Friday. Heavy rain in the morning, isolated storms in the afternoon. And then we're just looking at spotty shower chances for Saturday and Sunday, which is great news if you have plans to be out over the weekend. And our temperatures will still be warm. 70s on Friday and looking at to 80s potentially Saturday and Sunday. Here, look at the two systems that we're watching for the weekend. This is system number one that continues to develop down here along the Gulf Coast. That moves our way tomorrow. System number two will be a cold front crossing the country that'll bring us some rain, mainly Sunday night. So we're trending a little drier, a little slower with the arrival of that system for Sunday. Here's a look at 4 a.m. tomorrow. At that point, we may already have a few showers in the Sandhills, say around Southern Pines. By 6 a.m., it spreads over toward Clinton and Fayetteville. And then by 8 a.m., we're seeing rain around the Triangle area, Goldsboro, and down south. And this wave will continue to lift northward and start to push out of the area closer to lunchtime. After that, it looks like we get a bit of a break, but watch how the thunderstorms start to pop up. There's 3 o'clock in the afternoon. There's 5 o'clock, especially from the Triangle area northward. That's where the models are favoring for those storms to develop, but they could pop up anywhere during the afternoon and evening on Friday. Now, Saturday, a lot of this moves out. We see a bit of a break. There's still going to be enough moisture left with some sunshine that may develop around lunchtime Saturday. There could be an isolated shower that pops up here or there, but our potential for that is pretty low. Here's Saturday late in the day at 5 o'clock. We'll be looking at some sunshine potentially on Sunday morning. There's Sunday at 8 a.m. At 1 o'clock, we're dry, but becoming cloudy. And we don't really see showers and thunderstorms moving through until much later, maybe 9 or 10 p.m. That continues overnight Sunday night and moves out by Monday morning. How much rain are we looking at? It's mostly going to be a Friday event for us, and we're looking at anywhere from maybe a half an inch to an inch of rain across the area. And so we do have a level one risk for flooding. And the reason for that is we had so much rain last weekend that the streams, the creeks are still on the high side, so it may not take as much rain to bring those levels back up again. 90% chance Friday, just a 20% chance on Saturday and Sunday. We still have some lingering river flooding in Tarboro, minor flooding along Riverside Park. That just lasts today and should be gone tomorrow. Of course, when we add another inch of rain on Friday, that could change. Once we get into early next week, we settle back into a nice quiet pattern, Brian.
Elizabeth, new at 620, a crash blocking the left lane of 40 westbound just before you get to the Business 70 interchange in Garner. I should say 40 eastbound. So this is heading away from Raleigh back down into Garner. Those delays begin around the Jones Sausage Road area. And as we take a look at that camera there, trying to get a look at some of those backups, kind of hard to see on that still image from the camera, but it is solidly backed up now from Jones Sausage Road down to the Business 70 interchange. We're measuring a 23-minute backup as you head out of Raleigh and down into Garner. If you can pick up 40 eastbound from Business 70, you'll be on the other side of that crash. I want to remind you about some work going on in Fayetteville here for the next couple of days. Country Club Road is closed at the railroad crossing just near that Murchison Road intersection. It's going to be closed today and tomorrow, it appears, and the best alternate route is going to be using Shaw Mill Road and Rose Hill Road.
Thanks, Brian. This has become a big problem. Health concerns are growing as a warehouse fire in Indiana is sending toxic fumes up into the sky for a third day now. The potentially cancer-causing chemicals, officials say, may be polluting that air.
And a live look now at the North Carolina Museum of Natural Sciences in downtown Raleigh, where some big upgrades are on the way for the museum. The new features that are coming thanks to federal funding.
And here are your winning lottery numbers on your screen right now. We'll be right back.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
The lead singer of REO Speedwagon is lending his support to the battle against ALS in the Triangle.
And Brian Schrader is here now with What's Trending. Brian.
Yes, Kevin Cronin is friends with the CEO of the Raleigh Association, and he created a Facebook video to help get people to join the walk to defeat ALS.
Heard it from a friend who heard it from a friend who heard it from another that the spring walk to defeat ALS is coming up April 15th.
Yes, indeed. It is this Saturday in downtown Raleigh.
Well, clearly, he just couldn't fight the feeling anymore. And had to bang out. You know, it's
yes.
a walk. It's a walk, but, you know, you can take it on the run. If you wanted to, I imagine, right? Either way, I believe it's time for me to fly.
Yeah.
This is the second day in a row. He's
I know.
Had
he
this
is
kind
on
of material.
A roll.
They come in threes. So,
yeah.
You know.
But it helps to have friends in high places, certainly, right?
And a very good cause mm-hmm. there. Hogwarts is being reimagined. A Harry Potter TV show is in the works for the streaming service Max, which used to be HBO Max. They're renaming it. Developers say that each Harry Potter book is going to get its own season, but it will not debut until at least 2025.
I cannot wait to tell Elsa about this. My daughter's a huge Harry Potter fan, as are my husband and I. I mean, she tore through the books, and then after the books, we would watch each movie. And her one criticism of the movies was, well, you know, they left out this character, or they left out this scene. It's hard to get all that stuff in the books into the movie. So now they're going to devote, I mean, a season for each book. This is great news.
That's awesome.
It's going to be awesome.
You devoted a little time there recently.
Yeah, spring break. We headed out to Universal Studios and spent some time in Hogwarts Castle and everything. So, yeah, we are excited about this series coming to TV.
So
it's made
cool.
for it.
So cool. Brian, thank you.
We use it to keep our food fresh, but turns out Tupperware containers may have an expiration date of their own. The brand says it could soon go out of business. This week, share prices fell to less than $2. Now, a decade ago, shares were worth about $100. And remember when they would always have those Tupperware parties? The colorful bowls and tops have been used to store everything from casseroles to cookies for more than 75 years.
A new report is coming out this morning that will show how inflation is affecting businesses. Coming up, we'll tell you what a local expert expects to see in the next few months.
Plus, what we're still asking investigators after one person was killed and five others were injured in a shooting in Goldsboro.
And tomorrow is a WRAL weather alert day. We're under a level one risk for severe storms, which was expanded just a couple of hours ago. I'll show you when to expect the rain and storms where you are.